That again was the Chemical Brothers, the two songs off their new album For That Beautiful Feeling. The first one, The Weight, kind of more a big beat, so classic how they would sound or how they did sound when they first started. New song, bit more electronica, Skipping Like a Stone. I guess that's the Beck influence. Love them both. Great album. Make sure to check it out. Next up here, got some, gonna switch it up, gonna play some punk for you out there. Got some punk here out of Seattle, the band called Consensus Madness. I'm going to be playing two songs off their debut, I guess EP. They're kind of short, it's kind of short, maybe album, kind of fine line between EP and album these days, or EP and LP. You get like 20-minute LPs, but they consider them albums, and then you get like EPs that are like 40 minutes long. So kind of changed in the age of streaming. You don't have to worry about like the actual size of the vinyl. But anyway, two songs for you here. Consensus Madness, Consensus Madness. The two songs, first up, Animosity, and then Symptoms. Well, that was quite the rush. That's Consensus Madness, the band and the EP. That song, last one was Symptoms, one before, Animosity. If you dig them, make sure to check out the rest of the EP and check out the rest of the label, Iron Lung Records. Never heard about them until today, but I know what I'm going to be doing later. I'm going to be going through, digging in, finding some other punk gems that I can play for you here. Going to keep it kind of rock focused, a bit more post-punk alternative for this next one. This is a band called Human Missile Crisis from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. Got this song here, the opener on their new album, Liquor Store Stories. This song called Do You Remember?
Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.
That one was for all you listeners out there who not only want to volunteer, but want to have a time slot like me. In fact, I think my time slot will be changing, but I'll make sure to update you when I know. The 2 to 3 has always been fun, but you know what? Gotta try some other things. Maybe a later set. Maybe I'll play more dance music for you, get you going in your car on your late night drive. Not too sure yet. Next up here, got a band out of Vancouver, Ex-Cowboy. I played some of their last record before. I believe the record was called Mr. Frog. I really dug it. Got a new record out, Dino DNA. This one sounds like a classic garage rock jam. Like you just got your bros over. No thought to it. Just jam. This one here is called Fun Dip. right there was Ex-Cowboy, the song Fun Dip. Quite the jam. Kind of krautrocky, held together purely by its bass line, I think. Kind of jammy outside of everything around that. Great effects on it. Great fuzz. Love it. Kind of something I could zone out to, which I did zone out to a little bit, but, you know, the bass line keeps me moving, keeps my feet stomping. Gonna switch it up for you now. That was from Vancouver. Well, actually, I think, let me not misspeak, Victoria. We're going to be bringing it in to an older artist who's actually coming to Vancouver this weekend, the one and only Miss Lauryn Hill. She's coming for a 25th anniversary tour for her only solo album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I think I'm going to go. Tickets are not that expensive, and it's in Rogers Arena, which I normally don't like, but I don't think I will get the chance to see her again. So I'm going to play this next song for you. One of my favorites off the album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. This is the song To Zion, featuring Carlos Santana.
One day, I'm gonna understand. Zion.
Oh,
That right there was the wonderful Miss Lauryn Hill, the song again, To Zion, featuring the one and only Carlos Santana on the guitar. Fantastic guitar work on that song, fantastic vocals, just overall, still bops to this day. 25th anniversary, that's kind of crazy. It's older than me, but it still sounds so fresh. Got a couple more tracks for you, and then I'm going to end the set. Make sure to stay tuned, 3 p.m., Steve Chong show. You know, I'll be listening to it in between my classes, well, I guess this and class. Gonna switch it up for you with these last two songs. One of them's a mashup, and then one of them is gonna be just a song by Carly Rae Jepsen that I love off her new record. Gonna start with this mashup though. This is a mashup made by Hunter Gex. It's a Celine Dion and Aaron Copland mashup. So shouts out our Canadian Queen, and then Aaron Copland, if you don't know, fantastic composer. I hope you enjoy this song. It's called Appalachian Spring. Again was 100 Gex, the song Appalachian Spring. Nice little mashup for you there. Like I said, got one more song for you here. Gonna leave you off with it. This one is by Carly Rae Jepsen off her new album The Loveliest Time, the song Psychedelic Switch. And I hope you all have a good afternoon, and I hope you enjoyed listening. It's like a sign. It's like a sign. It's like a sign.
like my whole life now is making sense. I'm on the wildest trip and this, it's like a psychedelic switch. Don't wake me cause I'm lucid dreaming, meditating on your lips. Cause baby I'd be satisfied forever with a couple years of this. Make me feel like in my birthday suit with you I'm putting on the wrist. It's like a psychedelic switch. You feel just like home. I'm not scared to show you. You feel just like home. I'm not scared to show you. You feel just like home. I'm not scared to show you. All my insecurities can't stand the way you look at me. You loving me is hard to resist. It's like a psychedelic switch.